going to start. They'll join us. We're not going to go. They'll find us on the way. Today, honorable members, we're going to have a briefing on the performance management system to monitor and evaluate CASA chairperson and council. I am Priscilla Temba, the chairperson of the Select Committee on Labour and Public Enterprises. Members will introduce themselves so that you are familiar when we ask questions. Honorable.
Thank you, Chairperson. I am Mabeja Lebohane, representing Limpopo Province and with the Select Committee.
Good day, I'm Arun Groenewald from the North West Province and member of this committee.
San Munan, Nekama Mundigin, Patrick Mugasivande, Vela Impumanga Province, Milunga Lali Committee.
Good morning, everyone. My name. Good afternoon, I'm here for the morning meeting. Good afternoon. I am Pumelele Sibisi, known as Loli, the committee secretary. Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Renelle Barita. I'm the researcher for the committee.
Good afternoon, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. My name is Nomani Mjolele, Chief Director of Policy in the DOC.
Good afternoon, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members. My name is Mametse Mpahlele. I'm the Chief Director in the Department of Communications.
Good afternoon, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. My name is Joseph Leboa. I'm a Councillor at ICASA.
Good afternoon, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. My name is Maximilian Matabata. I'm the Corporate Secretary at ICASA.
Good afternoon, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I'm Thabo Mahage, Councillor at ICASA.
Good afternoon, Chair. Good afternoon, Honorable Members. My name is Chileshe. I'm from PMG.
My name is Caleb. I'm a researcher with COPE. Thank you.
Good afternoon, my name is O'Neill De Beer. I'm a member of the committee in the Western Cape.
Thank you very much. Now we know who's around this table, and I think we will actually straight away zoom into our presentation. Over to you, Ikasa. Okay, all right.
Honorable Chairperson and honorable members, we will be giving you a briefing on the Honorable Chair, I was still saying that we will be giving you a briefing on the performance management system of ICASA, Chairperson and other councillors. Before we start with the presentation, I just want to make some few remarks. This process was the DOC led the process, and ICASA has been very, very helpful in developing this system, as it were. So we are presenting the work that we...
We just break for 5 minutes and then we will continue. Is there something that we want to understand so that we don't lose the
still
that
something else.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise,
yeah.
If you have not made
I'm sorry about that. Can you check, Mr. Sibandi? That we are starting. Mr. Munzalele, over to you, sir.
So thank you very much, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. We are presenting a product which we have worked together with ICASA in its development, and this has been in development since 2010. And we have taken it through the Portfolio Committee on Communications both last year and this year in February, where they have adopted this plan. We are doing this as a requirement in terms of the ICASA Act, Section 6A, which requires the Minister, in consultation with the National Assembly, must develop a permanent new system of ICASA, chairperson and other councillors. Is the ICASA Act, Section 6A. 6A is the legal requirement. Which is a tool which National Assembly is going to use to monitor the performance of the chairperson and other candidates of ICASA. The requirement is such that once that system is in place, the chairperson and other candidates will sign performance agreement with the Minister of Communications. And you will see when we present honorable chairperson and members, we will indicate a work plan. The work plan that we're going to be showing you is for illustrative purposes only. Yeah, it is for illustrative purposes only. It's a plan that we presented to the PCC in February, which means that for 2012-2013, there is going to be a new work plan. Well, the work plan is the annual work plan and is based on the strategic plan of ICASA as adopted by Parliament. My colleague, Ms. Mohamed Mpakele, will lead us in the presentation. I'll hand over to Mohamed to do the presentation. Thank you, Honorable Chair and Member.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members. I'll be taking you through this presentation on the performance management system for the Chairperson and other councillors of ICASA. This is the table of contents in terms of the presentation we're going to be presenting to you today. We're going to be dealing with the key principles that have underpinned our development of this system for monitoring and evaluating the performance of the Chairperson and other councillors of ICASA. We'll also take honourable members through what the objectives of this performance management system is, how we're going to be developing the key performance indicators as well as the targets, and also how the evaluation panel is going to be constituted, the people that are going to be doing the actual assessment of the performance of the ICASA councillors, the roles and responsibilities of various role players in implementing this system, because each entity in essence will have to do its work in order to ensure that this performance management system is actually institutionalized and it actually deals with what it is set up to do. And then we'll also deal with the next steps. As part of our introduction, and as what Mr. Munjelele has just said, in fact, the ICASA performance management system is a requirement by the law. Section 6A1 of the ICASA Act stipulates that the minister must, in consultation with the National Assembly, establish this performance management system, and this system must be used to evaluate the performance of ICASA councillors. And in so doing, in order to evaluate the ICASA councillor's performance, the performance management system itself will need to set these targets as well as set up a procedure that will measure and review the performance of ICASA councillors at least once a year. The guiding principles and provisions of the law which we thought will be critical in developing this performance management system, obviously it is the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, but also the other legislations that are guiding how the sector will be governed and so on. And that includes the ICASA Act itself, the Broadcasting Act, the Electronic Communications Act, as well as other critical pieces of legislation such as the Public Finance Management Act. In developing this system, this is what we have considered as ICASA and the department. The point of departure for us when we developed this system was to set out the four principles that we thought will underpin how this whole performance management system is going to work. The first thing is that we need to recognize that ICASA is an independent juristic person. It is subject only to the Constitution and to the law. In other words, it regulates the sector without fear or favor or prejudice. We also recognize that ICASA, the mandate of ICASA itself, as spelled out in the Electronic Communications Act, as well as the Postal Services Act. In other words, ICASA must regulate the sector in the communication sector in the public interest. We also recognize that the Council of ICASA operates on a principle of collective decision making. In other words, all decisions that are being made are made by council and not by individual councillors of ICASA. And the fourth and last fundamental issue that we should recognize in developing this performance management system is that government as a whole works on an outcome-based approach. So we'll be aware that there is a medium-term strategic framework of 2009 to 2014 that sets out the priorities of the current administration. Following that, there are the 12 outcomes that government has adopted, that all government departments, spheres of government, organs of the state must work towards achieving those outcomes. And ICASA, as an organ of state, is a work towards achieving all those outcomes. Therefore, we want to make sure that the limited resources available to government are used in a manner that will achieve the desired outcomes. In essence, the objectives of the performance management system, number one, we need to comply with the law. It is a requirement of the law. That's why we have it. Number two is that this enables the National Assembly to ensure that ICASA, the councillors of ICASA perform in accordance with the set goals and targets. And they must achieve those targets and goals in an efficient, effective, and measurable manner. The framework, as we're going to be outlining to honorable members this afternoon, will be used to monitor and determine that which is taking place is as planned. In other words, they are implementing that which is in the strategic plan. This was just an illustration for honorable members to see how everything else links together. At the top, you have that outcome-based approach that guides and measures the work of government and its organs of state. So all those outcomes are based on the medium-term strategic framework of government. The 8 strategic objectives of ICASA are aligned to those objectives as set out in the medium-term strategic framework. For example, issues related to the promotion of competition in the sector, issues related to the protection of consumers in the sector and so on are perfectly aligned to the objectives of government as a whole. The annual work plan, which we'll show you just now, expands on the 8 strategic objectives, so it details the milestones or the targets which needs to be achieved and the time frames related to that. The key performance indicators and targets are also derived directly from the strategic plan of ICASA. At the bottom, the individual performance agreements of each councillor, which the minister will sign with each councillor, is perfectly aligned with those key performance targets and indicators, as well as the annual work plan, the 8 strategic objectives of ICASA, as well as the objectives of government as a whole. We also thought that we should put up this slide just to indicate that the performance management system of ICASA deals with, in the main, issues related to compliance and the time frames. So we must be able, or as the department or as the National Assembly or Parliament, should be able to monitor the performance of ICASA.
Don't say as the National Assembly or Parliament. If you talk about the National Assembly, it's not, you know, it's another house, and then there's another house, and COP, then the two makes Parliament.
Yes.
So I think it's better to understand that.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The ICASA performance management system, in terms of what the performance agreements of the councillors and that of the minister assigned, they will not deviate from the annual work plan as agreed. The annual work plan is based directly on the strategic plan of the ICASA, and this system will also be aligned in terms of the evaluation system. The evaluation period will be linked to the authority's financial year and that of government as well, which is from the 1st of April to the last day, the 31st of March of the following year. The performance review, this performance review will take place twice a year. The evaluation panel, we'll talk about that a little bit later, how it's constituted, how it's going to work. We'll talk about that a little bit later in the presentation. And we're also saying that following that evaluation process by the evaluation panel, a report will then be submitted to the National Assembly, but we'll talk about that also later in the presentation. The constituting the evaluation panel, and I must say that this has been a key area where we had to build consensus between the department and ICASA when we arrived at who should be sitting or constituting this evaluation panel, because it plays a very critical role in this whole process. As Section 64A of the ICASA Act says, it requires that the minister, in consultation with the National Assembly, must constitute this evaluation panel to monitor and evaluate the performance of the chairperson and other councillors, and that the evaluation panel must have the requisite skills and the knowledge and the qualification and experience to serve on this panel. Not only must the evaluation panel deal with issues of measuring whether ICASA councillors have done what they should do, but they must be able to provide some kind of guidance and also assessment of the appropriateness of strategies and programs and initiatives that form part of the strategic plan of ICASA and the annual work plan. So we have arrived, honourable members, honourable chairperson, in terms of the constitution of this panel. It was agreed that we'll have a retired High Court judge to serve in the panel. There will also be a representative from the Office of the Auditor General. We'll also have respected experts from academia, as well as representatives from organized consumer groups, and an independent consultant or expert in the electronic communications, broadcasting or postal sector from outside the country. And here we were looking at, for example, sourcing expertise from international organizations such as the International Telecommunications Union or PAPU and other similar organizations. In terms of the continuing on with the constitution of the evaluation panel, we thought that it is important that any member of this evaluation panel must not have a conflict of interest while they serve in this capacity. And in other words, they shouldn't be in this position to exploit it for personal benefit. The performance management system sets out, in fact, a disqualification criteria even before a person is appointed to serve on this panel. For example, we have said that any person who serves on this panel, for example, must not have been removed from an office of trust on account of misconduct. They must not have been declared by a court to be mentally disordered, or must not be unrehabilitated, insolvent, and so on and so forth. So that performance management system actually sets out that disqualification criteria. And the minister shall, in consultation with the National Assembly, designate one of these five members of the panel to become a chairperson of the evaluation panel, and that the process to set out for the nomination of the members of the evaluation panel shall be done in a manner that we usually do, of calling for this nomination from the public, and the appointment of these members of the evaluation panel will be done in consultation with the National Assembly as per the requirement of the law. In implementing this performance management system, there are critical stakeholders who will ensure that this process or this system is institutionalized. In this case, it is the Minister of Communications, it is the chairperson of the ICASA Council, it is the councillors themselves, it is the evaluation panel, as well as the National Assembly. And the performance management system actually sets out the roles and responsibilities of each role player. In this case, in terms of the National Assembly, they will be providing an oversight role. They will be approving the nominees to serve on the evaluation panel. They will also be making sure that the evaluation panel, once they evaluated the performance of the councillors of ICASA, they consider the report of that evaluation panel. They will make findings that must be given effect to by the minister, and may even make recommendations to the ICASA Council on mechanisms to improve the performance of the entity. In terms of the Minister of Communications, the law is quite clear on that. The minister must make sure that there is a performance management system in place, and in consultation with the National Assembly, the Minister of Communications must make sure that performance agreements are being signed between each councillor and the minister for that period that will be under review, and must make sure that the evaluation panel is constituted, and that the Minister of Communications must also implement the findings of the National Assembly following the consideration of the report that would have been prepared by the evaluation panel. The role of the chairperson of ICASA in this case, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, is that the chairperson of ICASA must provide overall leadership in terms of managing the activities of all the councillors. The chairperson must ensure that there is an annual work plan that is developed, and that annual work plan must be tabled before the Minister of Communications for approval, and must ensure that the annual work plan itself underpins each councillor's performance, and that there's an equal distribution of work amongst all councillors. The ICASA Council itself must ensure that all the councillors must ensure that they enter into performance agreements with the Minister of Communications each year, must ensure that they execute the activities that aim at achieving their strategic objectives as per the signed performance agreement, so they will be held accountable in terms of their performance, at least in what they have submitted to the minister, or at least with the performance agreements that have been signed. And they, the ICASA Council must also consider the recommendations made by the evaluation panel with regards to performance improvement. As mentioned earlier on, the evaluation panel itself plays an important role. The evaluation panel will be evaluating the performance of all the councillors, and this evaluation will be based on, amongst other things, verbal and written submissions made by the ICASA Council. The evaluation panel must make sure that this evaluation process is fair, it is objective, and that it is honest. What the most critical issue that they must also be dealing with is to ensure that within 7 working days of evaluating the performance of councillors, they must ensure that a report is submitted to the National Assembly for consideration. It was also agreed that the term of office for each member of this evaluation panel shall be 3 years, and that the maximum number of the terms that they will serve in this capacity will only be 2, so maximum of 6 years that the members of the evaluation panel will be serving there. These members of the evaluation panel may at any time provide written notice to tender their resignation from the panel. The minister, in consultation with the National Assembly, they may consider reappointment of any member of this evaluation panel. At the same time, the Minister of Communications, in consultation with the National Assembly, can remove a member from the evaluation panel from office due to issues regarding misconduct or inability to perform his or her duties. In terms of the way forward, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, the performance management system was adopted by the National Assembly in February. We are now presenting to the NCOP for consideration. Going forward, to operationalize or to institutionalize this system, the Minister has already written to the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development to enlist the Minister's request. We requested the Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development for the appointment of a retired High Court judge to serve in this panel. We are in a process of concluding the performance agreements with the councillors in terms of the minister and the councillors, based on the agreed annual work plan, that will have clear deliverables and corresponding time frames for implementation. We'll also be calling for public nominations for the members that will be serving on the evaluation panel. These are basically the issues that we'll be dealing with as part of as part and parcel of implementing this performance management system. We thought that we just indicate what the annual work plan looks like, which is the work plan that will all the issues raised there will be the issues that will be in the performance agreements of all the councillors, and those performance the annual work plan is based on the approved strategic plan of the of ICASA. This is an annual work plan, as we indicated earlier on in the presentation, that was presented to the National Assembly in February, but it's an annual work plan with updated timeframes. But the strategic objectives, the key performance indicators, as well as the key performance targets, essentially remain the same. So there are eight strategic objectives. Under each one, there is clear indicators that are will be where the councillors are going to be measured upon, and there's going to be also the key performance targets that are aligned to the indicators, where in which also the ICASA councillors are going to be measured upon, are going to be assessed on, and their overall performance assessed by the evaluation panel. So this is how the annual work plan looks like. We're not so sure whether we should go for, in terms of each strategic priority, Honorable Chair, but we thought we should just attach it so Honorable Members have a sense of this annual work plan, how it looks like.
Yeah, just to say in conclusion, Honorable Chairperson and members, that this tool is not a tool to remunerate performance of a ICASA councillor. It is not a requirement in terms of the law. It's a requirement that says that we need to have a system that manages the performance. So it's not a tool to give bonus or anything, but to look at what are the ways that we need to do to improve the performance of ICASA in doing its day-to-day work. That's it. I thought I just need to make that point, Honorable Chair. You know, the evaluation panel could, as part of its recommendation, made its recommendations, as it were. You know, but I think what we are concerned about is that ICASA as a Section 192 institution, you know, in terms of the Constitution, performs its responsibilities in a manner that benefits everybody in the country, in a manner that advances the principles of the Constitution, of the African Constitution. In no way we're trying to say councillors must then be remunerated for the performance of the way. I thought I need to make that point, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the presentation. I'm not sure really why this document is coming to the NCOP. I'm not sure, because if you listen to the content, there's nowhere where it's the NCOP. So in that note, I will let members also say something. But I forgot to acknowledge the apology of the chairperson of ICAS, Madam Louis, who is Mr.
Willie
Carr is the current acting chairperson in ICASA. The chairman is in Angola.
No, I understand, but he said he will be acting, so I thought maybe he is amongst us.
No, Mr. Willie Carr is not amongst us. The councillors that are dealing with the PMS within ICASA is myself, Joseph Leboa, and a councillor called Marcia Sokwikwa. She just has, her father just passed away, and she couldn't be here with us.
Okay, honorable members, honorable Mlenza, followed by honorable Tibu.
Thank you, honorable chairperson, and apologies for joining the meeting a bit late. I'm not very well, chairperson. And I have the same sentiments and feeling as you as chairperson. You corrected, and I thought it was a slip of the tongue. And as the presentation was going on, I noted slide 11 and 12, where I wanted to understand the role of the National Assembly versus the National Council of Provinces and or parliament. But as I continued with the presentation, I switched off, with due respect, because I was asking myself, why is ICASA here in this meeting? Is this not a waste of our time and energy? What is the expected role of the said committee? Then the NCOP is mentioned just by one, where we are given this presentation for consideration. And now it takes me back, Chairperson, with due respect, that this perpetual unbecoming relationship between the Select Committee and ICASA is deliberate, guided by this understanding that we are given. But unfortunately, we haven't been given the true picture of how ICASA perceives us and our role in terms of oversight. I'm tempted, Chair, that we start by deliberating on this and understand, so that we don't dare go forward, because it means we are not in the correct meeting. This is a wrong meeting for us. Thanks, Chair.
Chairperson, thank you very much. I think I asked my colleague here that we should maybe go through the Act, because the Act might clarify our role of members in Parliament, especially on oversight. I think that the Act needs to be more clear or amended, for that matter. Because if you go to the content of the presentation, you will see that most of the legislative issues I have been dealt with by either the committee adopted, I'm talking about the House, and it makes it very difficult now to come and present or to review a report or a process which is already adopted. If you look on your performance management system, I think that one was adopted on the 14th of February this year. Gone, Chairperson, and sealed. On the 12th of February this year. The performance agreement was signed, adopted by the committee. So clearly, what's our role then? I read also somewhere it says that on the 1st of April, the board members are supposed to be appointed. If I'm correct. Somewhere. The performance agreement must be signed there. Although those few remarks, those fundamental issues, I think it's critical in taking us forward. But that's a point for clarity on this stage. What I received from you is you see, the independency of this council is very much important. Because this council is an institution which needs to listen what the ordinary citizens are saying in society. But if your accounting officer as the council is the minister, don't you think it's compromising your independency? I'm saying, I know you might not have the answers today, but it should be must have an opportunity to deal with the issue, because you have a presiding officer at this stage, and your presiding officer is the minister, who can appoint, who can fire, you don't meet the performance agreements, is not satisfied, you don't bring outcomes, you are gone. So I'm saying,
Honorable DPA, let me stop you there. We'll come back so that Loli, the secretary, can explain why this document is here with us. The document, this performance agreement, okay, so that we understand when we deal with this, then we understand why.
Okay. Our last meeting last year, 2011, was on the, if I'm not mistaken, 30th of November. On the 8th of December, we got the ATC. The ATC is the announcement, tabling, and committees. That document tells Parliament or the committees on what is expected from him. Then there are papers referred to each committee as per that ATC. That ATC of the 8th of December had more than 10 papers referred to us. This paper was one of those. Then I had to slot them in the program for this year. When I took these papers and wrote them and I went to my supervisor, he said, Loli, what is this document to do with you? I said, Mr. Felanda, this document is referred to us. And once the ATC comes out, it says the paper is referred to you, you have to consider. And he also said, yes, you will have to consider because it's referred to you. But this document is mainly for NA, for National Assembly. That's why I couldn't question why is it referred to us. As a result, even if I went to the stores, I couldn't find it. I got it from the Department of Communications. So I had to call ICASA and the Department of Communications because it's an instruction from Parliament that we need to consider this document. And it's even saying we need to consider, but it doesn't say we have to report on it. Because once it says consider and report, we'll have to report in the House. But once it says consider, the committee, I think it's for the committee's information, since we also deal with communications department. Otherwise, it has got nothing to do with NSOP. So ICASA is here, let's pay my invitation. I'll say my invitation, but it's the committee's invitation. I don't know if I'm clear.
I should think there's something wrong. According to my perception to what the committee secretary is explaining, something has gone on wrong. This paper is not NCOP paper. It's National Assembly
Had it been the parliament paper, I would understand how we get in. And right now, I should think this is a very futile exercise. We are in a wrong meeting. And I will advise this committee to adjourn if we agree to what I'm saying. If not, then let's deliberate further so that we do not have time to waste on things that does not concern us. This paper doesn't belong to us.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think, Chairperson, the starting point would be for us as members to start by apologizing to ICASA for the perception that we had with the presentation. I think that one has to go on record. Because, honestly, this is not the first time that we're interacting. We have been interacting, and it hasn't been like that. So I think, Chair, we have to start by, you know, forwarding that honest apology for perception. And then the second one would be to go to what the whip of the committee is raising. I think whip, let us not just adjourn, but for today, let's take this as an information sharing session. If members have questions, clarity and all, we do not shut them out or close them down. We allow such an interaction. And then we need, I think, our own closed session wherein we begin to interpret. Because as the committee secretary is indicating, this is not just the fact of the papers that would be referred to us as this committee for consideration. I think in our own closed session, we need now to begin to get the best way of, or in the committee's interpretation of the word consideration, which would then suit us, after which we would then have to make a parliament understand the manner in which we view as this particular committee what consideration means. But I think for now, Chair, I'm appealing that let's take this as an information sharing session. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you
very much, Chairperson, to allow me, no matter I was not in during the presentation, but okay, I was able to hear him speak. You see, Chairperson, at the same time, you know, there is a thing which is worrying me. Because here in Parliament, we're having two houses. As we're having two houses, you know, this, to me, this document is very sensitive in some of the things, of which I was going to propose a different idea, rather than to just drop the document, but to have a recommendation that I did the chairperson in his 11 in terms of our line function, you do have rights to call in the minister in terms of consult. I mean, like the topic, the performance management system for the chairpersons and the other councillors. Not chairpersons. I mean, because we're having two chairpersons here, which is NCOP and NA. Because my understanding is that things can be processed in NA, but refer or defer to the NCOP So what is the role of the NCOP then? We mustn't be used as rubber stamp. I think that the chairperson also must underline, the chairperson must also participate in terms of any evaluation in the panel, whatever. Chairpersons must be participating in the panels. And then therefore, it clears whether the document is relevant for us or not. The only thing, the document is not inclusive while it's supposed to be inclusive. Because you two chairpersons, you are not rubber stamp. You are a chairperson in terms of our PFMA. In terms of the, also the constitution, you are empowered to participate in terms of selecting the board. You must sit there in the board chairperson. Therefore, I would recommend that maybe you pursue it further, and also you can even pursue it to the study group of both houses, NA and NCOP, but with the minister direct. Thank you, chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable.
Chairperson, just one little thing which I feel should be added. To what Honorable Spande is saying. Just a half sentence, if there is anything like that in English language, with the consideration or considering the relevant pieces of legislation.
Yes, yes. Thank you very much. I think you've heard what members have said. It's all understandable. And because I think if one looks at the ICASA Act, I think it is ICASA Act that went wrong, but that only considers the National Assembly. Hence this document is like this. So I'm not sure. We are here with Mr. Muzelele from the Department of Communication. For us as the committee, for now, as it has been said, we're going to ask questions for clarification, so that we on issues that we feel they are most important. And then for this one, we are not going to consider this document, so that we go back to those who have referred the document to us. I think we must just check why it was like this, and then we will let you know what is the committee's feeling about this. But for now, we will just engage with you on other issues that we want to be cleared on. But I think the ICASA Act, Mr. Muzelele. If you remember when we had that other act, you know, we always NCOP should keep on saying we are not we don't want to rubber stamp, we don't want this, and we make relevant amendments to the legislation. But if this one, if we can look, you can look as the department at the ICASA Act, maybe you'll see where. And we won't sit here just to consider, but we're going to share information with you. So this document we will put aside, but we're going to ask questions for our clear understanding and clarity. Thanks. Tea is ready. Can we just grab tea and then come in? And we just for, I think it's going to be for 45 minutes and then we are done.
Didn't know what the fuck. How are you?
Okay.
That ICASA Act, you see all the acts that were passed until let's say 2008, we must really check them. This is the fourth parliament. We can't have the fourth parliament still not recognizing the other house. This is the fourth. You saw yesterday, you saw the president answering questions in the National Council of Provinces. It was for the first time, and that's history. So we can't now leave everything to say National Assembly, National Assembly, National Assembly. We must change the way we do things in Parliament. It's not your fault, it's CASA. It's the Act's fault. But even though we are still doing oversight to ICASA, we are still doing oversight over ICASA because it's one of the entities of the Department of Communications. But just that the Act, we must just check all those acts. DOC, Mr. Mungere, ICASA has got no fault. And then it's good that we now have the contents, and this is an eye opener that we must actually check all the acts that have been passed until 2008, because the fourth parliament started 2009, and we can't sit down, relax, and think that all the acts are still on track. Like I'm saying, an example is about the president. You saw him live on TV yesterday responding to questions in the National Council of Provinces. And now that that is happening, we must actually look at what else is there that is still lacking in these laws that we have passed. Honorable members, it's now the time for us to get clarity on some of the issues of ICASA. But this document, we're putting it aside. We're going to check why was it referred to the NCOP for consideration. Who's that person? Because it doesn't say anything. We're no longer the NCOP that we used to be taken like rubber stamping. We are a changed, as time goes on, you realize that some of the things was done not correctly. Okay, honorable members, honorable Dipir, followed by, okay, for now, honorable Dipir.
Thank you, Chairperson, also for the opportunity. I'm having a community radio station in my constituency called West Coast Radio Community Center. I almost wanted to say that station has divided the community in the area in two. I think ICASA has a role when they issue license to have some monitoring and evaluation systems in place to see if they meet the requirements or the standards which is given to ICASA. Let me give you a practical example, Chairperson. The old directors of the registration are still being recognized by ICASA. After the appointment of the new directors almost 2 years ago. So having a situation that actually parallel structures claiming running the I know that there was an attempt to put even the registration under accession within one company. Because of the battles which are there. I would like ICASA to make some follow-up on that registration, because it's important, it's a good tool for that community, or to communicate, but the tool must be used correctly. So I'm saying, I know there is that challenge in the area, that's what I'm saying. I'm glad for the opportunity, Chairperson, to be able to raise the issue here. If I didn't raise it here, ICASA would know about it. Thank you very much.
I just want clarity on why we're doing information sharing, because this, the thing that brought here didn't belong to us. Are we somehow or is that trying to cover up the whistle? The wasteful expenditures because we are eating, they are here. What is this? What's the what is it? I withdraw on what I've been saying on from record.
No.
because one would pity Loli, because now Loli would have to think twice when she has to call in her out of young. The first thing would be, Loli, are you calling us back to that kind of a thing of a scenario? Hence, if you notice, the first thing I did was to apologize. And I even now off record want to echo what I said, that we are highly, highly apologetic for off the meeting.
Another
one.
Yes. No, I'm asking you now. Will you check this out?
Okay.
You know what I wanted maybe to expect is that maybe you, from you, ICASA, and from the department, if the ICASA can assist us, that what are the fundamental issues which they feel that they lack behind for us as members of NCOP to take them on board in order to empower you. That is number one. Number two, since our last meeting with you, what were the issues which you managed to address? And what are the issues which are still outstanding, which might need us to contribute in order to empower you as well? I'll put it there.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and Honorable Members. I must say that yes, we've taken note of the West Coast, it's a radio community center, am I right? We will follow it up. Normally, we require that all these radio stations have annual general meetings. So, yes, it's an issue of monitoring. Now that we know about this, we can actually follow it up. Can I just say, confirm, the name is exactly West Coast Radio Community Center. Okay, thanks. So we'll just follow up on that one. In Saldana. Saldana, thanks. Chair. On the second question, Honorable Chair, what are the fundamental issues that ICASA lags behind? I think principal amongst them is the self-funding model. You know, ICASA still operates on the basis of the grants that we receive from government. And most often the grants are not enough, as you know, the priorities are many. ICASA does collect monies from licensing activity, and we believe that maybe a portion of that could be given to us, that we may be able to achieve some of the projects that we want to do. Very often, like last year, our budget, the grant received from government was 60% labor and 40% the rest of the things. So it would be very helpful if the funding barrier could be broken, then we can be able to meet most of our issues. On the whole, we've got a strategic plan that addresses all the issues that we are addressing. One of them, just to brief you, it's the bringing the HDI participation in the sector and making it effective. We want to be able to use the licensing process to enforce participation of previously disadvantaged people, either by taking away licenses from those that don't want to comply, and with that way we believe that we can entrench BE in the sector. But on the other issues, we are working with the DOC in the area of broadband. I think this is a, if you like, a key project for the country. It has infrastructure connotations, major infrastructure rollouts of ICT infrastructure in the country, and it would be a good thing if also the NCOP was heavily involved in it. But I know that the provinces are involved through various ICT forums that the DOC is organizing. However, that's a flagship project that we have, the broadband project as it is. The other ones are basically the licensing of high high capacity spectrum. There are a number of projects that we will be following going forward to license the 2.6 giga bits and the 800 megahertz. I think that's also another flagship project that we'll be doing. I think what is going to be of interest to you is the DTT, which is the move from analog to digital. We are moving from analog to digital, and the DOC is also leading that project right now. As you know, the ITU requires that by 2015, all TVs should be digital in South Africa. So that's another area, I think, where we would need to go out countrywide and do massive education campaigns to the nation, informing them of what is going to happen. We need to identify what we call poor communities, so that there are going to be set-top boxes that are going to be issued to subsidize people. I think the better and the more refined the definition of needy households, the better it will be, I guess, for the government to distribute and to subsidize those set-top boxes, basically. I'm not sure if I've covered everything.
No, thanks, Honorable Chair, and I think Honorable Members. I just want to say that I think we really appreciate the manner in which we have dealt with this issue. Safe to say that, Honorable Chair, I think we have taken note of what Honorable Members have said regarding this matter. And I think we have in our previous engagements, I've made an undertaking to you, Chairperson, that when we develop our legislation in the future, that sound legislation before they go to the National Assembly, they will start here at the NCOP. I think we've made that undertaking. And we're still committed to that undertaking, Honorable Chairperson. I think that will then begin to place the NCO, this committee, not the committee with the rubber stamp, but a committee that then participate from the beginning to the end of the legislative process of development and so on. I think we do take note of that, Honorable Chair. The other thing that maybe if I can just share, because I think it's important that this committee is appraised of what the department is doing. Because what we do as a department cuts across national, provincial, and local government, as it were. And I think this committee needs to be appraised at all times in terms of what we're doing as a department. We have just finalized ICT rural development strategy as a department, which in essence, I think, talks to the work that we need to do with the provinces and local government. The strategy identified 161 rural nodes where we should be able to deploy ICTs across the country, in the main focusing on rural provinces, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, KwaZulu-Natal, and the Eastern Cape, and so on, as it were, as part of the broader government comprehensive rural development program, as it were. So it may be that in the future, Honorable Chair, the department needs to brief this committee about that. Over and above that, Chair, that the broadband it is a critical issue that we're working on in the department, which has got, three elements to it, as a national department, because there's no provincial competence when coming to communication matters. Those matters of nation, they are run by the national government. We do not have a provincial presence, as you will know. And this platform here becomes a critical partner for the department to be able to roll out broadband, especially in the rural areas, as it were. So it may be that in the future, Honorable Chair, such a program must come here. We must brief you about that, or that you are able to work with us
when we go to the provinces, you know, in terms of coordination, you know, as it were, as the Honorable Councillor said earlier on. TTT, I think, is one of those. And I think the other thing that we have just done, you know, which I think we had a colloquium last week as a department, and I don't think this committee was invited to that ICT policy review colloquium. Yes, yes. So that's one major project that we are undertaking as a department, which will then herald into a new policy environment for the future, looking at where we have come as a country since 1994, to say that what have we done well, what we have not done well, what are the areas that I think we need to look for the future to be able to have a policy environment that takes us to the 21st century. So I think it's going to be a very, very intensive process, which we will, we have, in terms of our plan, we will take it to all the provinces as part of consultations, in terms of engaging with all the relevant structures within the provinces, either community structures and organized civil society and so on. There's going to be, in the next 9 months or so, that engagement. So it may be that, Honorable Chair, you know, well, you also appraised about that critical work, so that we are able to move together as one in terms of defining that future that you want to be as a country. The other issue, you know, we will be amending this ICASA Act, and I think we do take note of the point raised here in terms of the role of this of the NCOP. I think that's one area I think that permits we need to look at as we amend. It may be that the role, you know, we'll look at various options, you know, whether it can be Parliament and so on, that, you know, that must look at that issue. I think we'll look at that. But essentially, that amendment looks at the size of the council of ICASA. You know, currently we've got 9 councillors. And we're saying maybe you need to have a different model altogether. Maybe you want to reduce the size of the council to be a smaller number. I think the councillor spoke about the funding as a challenge for ICASA. Mm. Because currently ICASA collects license fees, which goes to the National Revenue Fund, and then yet they get very little in terms of doing their work, as it were. So we are looking at that issue. We've commissioned a study, which is going to assist us to come with a funding model for the regulator going forward. That's one area to resolve the issue that the council has spoken about, and so on. The other critical issue that we're looking at is the issue of the spectrum management. Mm-hmm. Spectrum, which is it's like land. It has been there since the creation of the earth. Mm-hmm. So you can't increase it, you can't decrease it. And we're saying, if this is a scarce national resource, like land or water, this asset needs to be managed in a manner that benefits all South Africans, as it were, not to benefit the big, you know, corporates, as it were. So again, there's an area there that we need to engage on to say, what does that national scarce resource mean going forward for all of us? Can we have a model that says, we will look at establishing provincial, you know, ways of allocating spectrum and so on. So then I think this committee, I think, needs to come to that party when we define that future going forward. So I think the last issue, Honourable Chair, is around the issue of the community radio station, West Coast Community Radio. You know, I think I will engage with. We do have a community radio support program, which supports community radio stations once licensed by ICASA in terms of infrastructure. Number one, to put on the what we call the studio, extra studio. The second issue is around the signal distribution cost, in terms of the subsidy that we give to community radio stations, and the other issue is about program production, assisting them to put together programs as community registration, working closely with the MDDA, with the Media Development Diversity Agency of South Africa. And the last issue, I think, which I think will need to come in, honorable member, is capacity building. We do offer capacity building, programs to deal with things like that honorable member has spoken about, issues of the roles and the board and so on, and other financial issues that needs to be there in the community registration. We have got such program, so I think I will work together with the CASA to see if we can assist quicker in that area of space. So those are the things, honorable chair, that we have done. But I think if we are saying that we are moving forward, honorable chair, we should be able to say that this performance management system, in the near future, it may be that there is a role for the NCOP going forward, because you've got oversight over ICASA, as it were. I think we'll sensitize the minister around this, all these issues, with a view to be able to say how then do we bring the NCOP and this in the fold as we implement this system going forward. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Just a comment to Chairperson. I was impressed when the response responded to some of these issues which I've asked. No, my comment is that I think another key challenge from our side and from your side is the time frame by when. Because you touch a very sensitive part, which is a licensing of high capacity spectrum. I'll put an example in my trio chairperson. The whole world is focusing in Southern Africa, in particular in South Africa, with huge projects. Remember when we visited Japan ourselves, a lot of people they are focusing in South Africa. And then in order to avoid what nearly happened in Mpumalanga, do you still remember the story of Mpumalanga promissory notes,
mm-hmm.
whereby the province nearly went to a risky deal of years and years agreement with foreign countries? What do you have on table to order to protect that? And then by when are you going to start maybe to deal with the issue of licensing? Another example, few weeks ago, I think we have saw in TV, they were showing some of the solars South Africa is campaigning to. That I can't forget, I can't remember that project. Yes. 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 They already started in South Africa. But, and also, there are these prominent ideas of IPSA and BRICS before they come here. We're supposed to have something on table for by when? That's why the simple question, by when? I was just doing some motivation about some of the things that, because this is a part of which are very sensitive, of which you are also raising in terms of surviving. And mustn't forget also, the last one, the president last year during the SONA, he spoke about the issue of more than 500 jobs and what. ICASA also must be seen as another source of bringing job opportunities, including to address of the issue of racial diversity as well as the issue of gender balancing. Thank you, ma'am. Put it there.
Thank you very much, Honorable Sibande. And let me thank also honorable members for your patience. And then ICASA, if you can, like, that issue, communicate with issue of Saldan. If you can communicate with the secretary of the committee, to just so that we are informed of what is happening there. Honorable Sibande was talking about time frames. I think my understanding is as soon as you go out of here, by tomorrow you will be on the in communication with those people to find out what is happening. and then we will hear as from next week from you, Councillor. Yes. No. Yes. Yes. And then the other thing, we're looking at the act now here. We if Loli, if you can get all the members this act, ICASA Act, so that when you bring this act, we know exactly where we need a change. If you can get it by tomorrow, send it to today. Can go to stores and get this act so that we look at it. I don't know what made me to bring this act today, but here is it, and we see it really needs to change, because if you look at it, it's for 2000, that time we were still in, adjusting to the new democracy, and we couldn't have all remembered that this should be, this house should be, 2000, the NCOP was still new. You see, so if we can look at those 2000, today it's 2012,
right.
And we're still referring to the Act of 2000, I think we must do something about it, and thanks that you are on the way to amend. And then also, I was invited to colloquium, but just that we had a program of the NCOP, a provincial week. We were in the field, we were in the most rural areas of our provinces, having a program there, but I did apologize. The other one is if you can give us your program of when are you going to which province, so that we are able to diarize when we are not in Cape Town. We will make sure that a member from that particular province will be part of your program. And then that's what we do with labor. And then your strategic plan, Councillor, you spoke of your strategic plan, where you've got if you can share that document with us, so that we are able to follow up on other issues, and we hear what you are saying, and you must also tell us your plan to make sure that what Honorable Sibande was asking you, how can we empower you as the committee, so that we are able to check on your strategic plan, how can we assist you if you require, because now there will be, even if we are not going to debate the vote, budget vote of communications, but definitely when we do other things, we're going to mention to the minister. Thank you very much. On that note, can I thank you and say for now you are excused. We will hear from you. Thank you.
Thank you.
And tell Mr. Kani, we didn't.